was really interested in doing something to make sure that folks had the information they needed in order to get out and vote, but also to keep it theatrical, to keep it performative in a certain way. And it just sort of, I thought, you know what, how can we get more artists involved in this? We have 5 different playwrights and 5 different actors who are coming in to work on this. So really we're able to not only get their voices out and let those opinions be heard, but we're also employing artists at a time when artists are not really being employed.
Which neighborhoods did you select, and what will people see when these performances take place?
We are going to 5 different neighborhoods in Indianapolis, and we focused on areas where we thought it's harder to get to particular voting polling locations, or maybe there's less information, or maybe there are areas of town that are not as much focused on. So we will be going to Englewood, visiting the Rural Inn over there. We will be downtown Indianapolis. We will be over at Riverside. We're hitting Fountain Square, and we'll also be in the Holy Cross neighborhood. And our performer, sort of like a flash mob, will just start doing their piece. We're doing this all at safe distances, of course, making sure everybody is protected and masked and all of those good things. But that performance will just start, and we'll be live streaming it on Storefront Theater's Facebook page so we can share it with a broader audience. While we're there, after these monologues occur, we'll be passing out information to passersby, sticking it in mailboxes, posting it on windows, that kind of thing, where folks can find, how do I get to my polling location within this neighborhood? We found bus routes that folks can go to if they need help getting transportation. We have certain locations, we have hours listed. All of that information is found on a website that we've created, and there will be QR codes that folks can scan right on the spot that will take them directly to their neighborhood's information. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible while also getting a lot of different political ideas stirred up in these different neighborhoods to give folks stuff to think about.
So you have 5 different playwrights. Are they all assigned to follow one certain mission or message, or were they each able to come up with their own monologue?
We asked our playwrights to really write whatever was interesting to them. We gave them a time frame of around 90 seconds, just because we thought for a live stream, folks would pay attention for that long. And so we wanted to keep it a little bit shorter and also challenge our writers to do something that they don't necessarily do on a regular basis when they're writing a much longer play. But it also kept the message really tight. And so whatever they chose to write about, they had to make sure that it was really focused on that particular idea and they could get their point across really quickly. So they were free to write whatever they wanted to.
You're also an actor and a playwright and a director, so you know that this interactivity with a crowd or an audience can be very effective.
Absolutely, and I think that's why I was interested in doing something like this. We really wanted to find a way to be creative in this time when creativity is a little hard for folks, mostly because we can't get together, but also in a time when just doing a lot of Zoom readings or some kind of podcasting is effective, but we wanted something that felt a little bit different. So we're still out in the community and folks are actually performing live, which is not something we've been able to do for a time. And we thought that having that live aspect of the live stream might also get folks more interested in seeing something that looks a little different than what we've been doing for the past few months.
Well, thank you for sharing, Chelsea, and break a leg.
Oh, thank you so much. And please tune in on Storefront Theater of Indianapolis on Facebook to see all the performances.